For years, scientists have been warning about the transformation of the Cape Cod National Seashore because of climate change. Now they're saying the Cape's other waterways, especially its hundreds of kettle ponds, are also affected. In the latest installment of Massachusetts Climate, A Season of Change, we visit a pond with a scientist who's been compiling data about these waterways. He says the ponds are showing what are probably the most visible signs of climate change on Cape Cod.
My name's Stephen Smith. I'm the plant ecologist at Cape Cod National Seashore. We're standing here in Truro at Snow Pond, one of the National Seashore's kettle ponds.
Can you describe, a kettle pond, and then what you're doing to monitor it?
They were originally formed by melting blocks of ice that left depressions in the landscape that eventually filled up with fresh water. Yeah, there's about 1,000 of these kettle ponds actually throughout Cape Cod. And so these ponds are isolated bodies of water. They're like bowls of soup sitting in the landscape. So they're highly influenced by atmospheric conditions, namely precipitation and the general climate or weather conditions. And two things that have significantly affected our kettle ponds over the last couple of decades are, one is kind of a good news story. They're recovering from acid rain because air pollution regulation has dramatically reduced concentrations of nitrates and sulfates that caused this acidity in the 80s and 90s. And the other one is climate change has caused significant warming of these ponds, particularly in the surface layers and also vertically. There's been a dramatic change in the temperature structure from top to bottom.
What are you seeing that you think in these ponds that you think is attributable to climate change?
The surface water temperatures have increased by almost 3 degrees Celsius in the last 15, 20 years, and that's a huge, huge change. This warm water sits atop cold water, and it doesn't mix with the bottom layers. That's happening longer and longer during the season, and you know, that influences a lot in terms of where algae in the water column reside. It affects all kinds of biogeochemical reactions in the bottom waters.
When you talk about the water temperature, how warm? I'm going to stand in it. How warm is it right now, and how roughly, what would you say is an average temperature for the top of the pond and the bottom?
Top of the pond, I'm going to say somewhere around 25, 26 degrees Celsius.
So like mid-70s on the top, right, and the bottom would be how cold?
You know, dive down to the deepest pond, 8 degrees Celsius.
So 20 degree difference, 20 degree Fahrenheit difference between the bottom and the top right now, which is what you think is one of the more remarkable changes that you've seen.
There used to be less difference between surface and bottom water temperatures. That differential has increased significantly in the last few decades.
So what can you do about that?
By having a level of understanding of what's happening and how climate change is influencing these ponds and what aspects it's influencing, then we can speculate or make predictions about what may happen in the future with different scenarios of climate change. In virtually every pond, there is a rising trend of groundwater, and we think what we're seeing there is a direct effect of sea level rise on the hydrology of these ponds. You know, it has implications for the kinds of plants that will germinate, how much of the vegetation will grow under those highly flooded conditions and the species that will grow.
And what do you say to people who say, what difference does it make if we lose a species or don't have a species? Will we notice the difference?
Some species, if for example, with this climate warming, if we see a proliferation of cyanobacteria, people will notice, because there could be, given the right species of cyanobacteria, pond closures because of the toxin they produce. You know, we have some state-listed rare plant species that are kind of make these kettle ponds a special place in the landscape in the Northeast. And if we lose some of those, then they're kind of gone forever from this part of the world.
And if you had a main message to policymakers and the public from your research, what would it be?
There are some fairly alarming things that we've seen within the Cape Cod National Seashore. Sea level rise really affecting our salt marshes. Warming temperatures are affecting our pond and their thermal structure and many other things associated with those types of changes. So these national parks were put in place because they're really special kind of jewels within the country. You know, if these relatively pristine, mostly pretty healthy, robust ecosystems are showing such changes, then, you know, in my mind, it's kind of worrisome.
Could you say the main theory here is to try to preserve nature, to let nature try to correct what's going on?
Yeah, I'm not sure at this point that nature is going to be able to correct a lot of things. You know, we are past the point in many systems where we can just let nature take its course. If we're going to adhere to our mission of preserving these ecosystems in their natural state for our future generations to enjoy.
That's Stephen Smith, plant ecologist at the Cape Cod National Seashore. For a link to his paper about changes in the Cape's kettle ponds, go to our website, wbur.org.